This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
State Senator David Brock Smith is joining us. And David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's get an update here. It seems to be kind of quiet in terms of what's going on in Salem. But obviously a lot is going on behind the scenes. Give us your perspective, your update, especially related to the Senate Republicans.
Well, yesterday on the Senate floor, Kyle, the Democrat Senate President Rob Wagner moved to fine Senate Republicans $325 a day that they deny quorum. I stood up and objected, 4-7 vote, to which all Senate Democrats voted yes, and myself and Senator Anderson voted no. It's unfortunate that the Senate President wants to continue down this path of an unlawful, unconstitutional efforts in trying to get their hyper-partisan agenda passed that will strip away parental rights in this state. And by putting out a fine, when the majority and many of the Senate Republicans are still working in the Capitol, they're still attending committees, having meetings with constituents, is just flat retaliation against our denial of quorum.
I'm curious about the decision yesterday in terms of the fining, and if there are not enough Republicans there to have a quorum, how was the vote taken?
Well, that's just it. It was just taken by the simple majority, which is one of the reasons why I was there on the floor to object. You have a situation where we don't believe that he can lawfully do that. So I'm hopeful that, again, as we move forward, we'll find that this is another unlawful action by the Senate Democrats. I just can't tell you how difficult it is to try to move forward when there's really no opportunity for the negotiations that we'd like to have. We have a situation where the governor sent out a press release the day before yesterday saying that the has met an impasse, but yet in the same press release, she speaks about her unwillingness to talk about the parental rights in 2002 that it would be stripped away, let alone the making sure that the legislation has a lawful means of moving forward. And I mean any legislation, not just the others that meet the readability scale that we have objected to for a month. And those are the paths that we need to have to move forward. It can be done. In fact, I have even requested amendments to my own pieces of legislation to make sure they become lawful, and the Legislative Council has refused to drop them. So these are some of the things that are happening. We're still, again, as I said, everyone is still working on legislation and working for their constituents to make sure that we can have a bipartisan session. And the Senate Republicans have, of course, offered from the beginning that we will be there to pass budgets at the end of the session so that we can make sure that our public safety and schools are funded. And we still maintain that. But the Democrats are not willing to talk about other pieces of legislation unless their hyper-partisan agenda is met without changes.
And as all of this is going on, periodically different groups are voicing concern about all the legislation that may not get through, whether it's coming from Democrats or Republicans or as a bipartisan piece of legislation. Is this kind of stalling state government?
Well, the Democrats desire to not have meaningful conversations on legislation is stalling state government. Indeed, because they are choosing to prioritize certain pieces of legislation that has unlawful language or unconstitutional over other bills that are benefiting Oregonians. You have to understand, and I know you do, Kyle, that the Oregon Democrats have a majority in both chambers and the governor's office. They choose what bills have hearings, when they have hearings, what bills move, and if they have the votes to move, because they have the majority to do so, except for any tax-related vote, because we were able to move out of the supermajority in this last election cycle. And frankly, we're only roughly 4,300 votes within six races in the House to have the majority. And so this is not a mandate in this agenda, a hyperpartisan agenda, that the Democrats are stuck on moving, is not a mandate from Oregonians by any means. And frankly, I've told them, and as many of my colleagues have, that they wouldn't be in the majority if they would have actually campaigned on the issues that they're trying to pass today. And so we continue, however, to look at bipartisan pieces of legislation that will benefit all Oregonians and try to move these things forward. The day before yesterday, for example, on Wednesday, you might have seen the press release. I was able to pass, I don't know, the pass out of the Senate, but out of the House, and it's headed to the governor for a signature. Senate Bill 872 that works with the Douglas, the DFPA and the CFPA and our state and federal partners when it comes to forest management, and focuses on thinning projects, restoration projects, post-fire harvest within the wildland urban interfaces of our rural communities, so that we can protect them from catastrophic wildfire coming forward, because 80% of the fires on this landscape in Oregon on average are on federal lands, and of the 20 that are on non-federal lands, 15% of those acres burned are because of fires that come off federal lands, and of the 5% that start on private timberlands, they're kept under 5 acres because they're managed. And so I'm happy that my colleagues have embraced and relate them to in the language within it that focuses these efforts within these areas, because it can position Oregon to better have conversations with our federal partners so that we can actually start thinning out the fire-prone areas within and around our rural communities to protect them from catastrophic wildfire.
State Senator David Brocksmith with us this morning. Out of time for now, a lot going on. We'll check back in again soon. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
It is 8:40, and this is the Morning Report on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.